Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our 8:30 a.m. Wake-up call at WBRX. We've got, you know, obviously we've got all of the information we try to communicate on these days, and it's really just a phenomenal way for us to kind of get our week going. And so, you know, we try to add value as much as we can in these calls, and we certainly do appreciate, you know, you guys jumping on in a timely way. And you know, what, I've had a couple of questions from folks that have asked me, hey, would this be a good venue to bring new people on? And in my mind, I mean, this is just how I approach it. I think it's a great venue because it gives everybody, I think, a realistic opportunity to understand the ideas and the thinking behind what we're doing to build a business. Excuse me. When I listen, for example, to Sean, and he's just going through the information, you know, he's just, there's no script. I mean, he may have some things that he, you know, offers as quotes to, you know, reflect the subject matter he's covering. But we don't have, obviously, you know this, we don't have a script. It's just us just sharing and talking and spending time sharing what we think might be relevant today to the things we've experienced in the past. And we don't, by the way, we don't, you know, claim that we have all the answers at all, because we don't. In fact, I can tell you without question, I learn something new every day. And the reason I learn something new every day is that, you know, what we're talking about building and developing is really a people dedicated developed business. It's not widgets and it's not, you know, just having all the knowledge about a given product. The reality is we're going to continue to add new products. We've talked about this many times, and the reality is, you know, the products that we're bringing on, okay, may or may not, you know, be, you know, what we've had before. It could be something brand new, and that's going to continue to happen as we add SKUs and we continue to bolster that component of our business because we are focused on the consumer development side of it. In fact, I'm very pleased to report that that's probably been one of the highlights of what we've experienced in the last 30, 60 days is new consumer development, new growth, right? But, and, you know, we've also had some great, you know, results in terms of new, you know, new additions to the network development side with our brand partners. We've got some phenomenal new people. We're excited about that as well. But just given the fact that the product is always going to, it's going to continue, the SKU and the catalog is going to continue to change. It's going to continue to evolve. Why is it going to evolve? Well, because, you know, the reality is wellness-based consumables are a moving target, no different than pharmaceutical medication. You know, the more advancement in science and information that we have, there's always going to be, you know, a wellness-based product that's going to have a better result and be better for you. And as we have the information, the studies, and the science to reflect that, then that's what we want to try to, you know, garner, and that's what we want to try to add to our catalog, that add to our, you know, to what we offer in WBRX, because ultimately our philosophy from a wellness-based consumable side is to bring real products to the marketplace that add significant value, and if the data and the information, the science is more relevant today, and the experience of the product, okay, maybe the product that we're able to deliver has just a better result, a better experience, you know, by all means, that's what we're going to bring on, you know. And I know, you know, there's no doubt we probably have, I mean, sitting on the phone right now among, you know, I see many of you, we've added a lot of new folks here that come on now. It's great. And you guys, many of you, we are aware of the fact that many of you may be using, you know, products, other products that we know that we currently only offer 5 SKUs in the CBD space, and maybe some of you are using, you know, cannabis-related products in other areas. And you know, maybe some of you on the phone that are leaders in the company are using CBD products from other companies, right? I mean, let's just transparently call it what it is. But the reality is that the reason people are involved with WBRX is something it's much bigger than just our product, right? It has more to do, and that's why when, you know, people talk to us about our product, we don't try to outstate or oversell the value of what we have. We certainly do reveal excuse me, in our certificate of analysis, the components that really differentiate the safety and the efficacy and the effectiveness of what we currently have. And does that mean that that's exactly what we're going to have 3 to 4 to 5 years from now? No, not at all. Okay. And we, you know, this is not the first, this is not our first rodeo. It's all about adding new products. So the products are going to continue to evolve and change. But the constants that, you know, that will remain really have more to do with our community and our culture, right? So you know that we've talked about it many times, and if you've come to a WBRX event, hey, you know, we're just trying to make sure that people know how to take this this concept and treat it like a business, and to be able to have interaction and fun, and we're going to take vacations, we're going to take trips, you know, as things evolve and change. We're going to designate our first, you know, our first incentive trip, right, our first travel trip. You know, we're going to provide people an opportunity to drive, you know, some really cool new vehicles, right? And so all that's just part of the culture of the community and making sure people are rewarded and have a great time interacting and fellowshipping and having fun, right? But at the end of the day, that culture and that community, and I try to emphasize this in many conversations. In fact, I had an email exchange with a professional marketer most recently that, you know, was talking about our USP, right? And the example that I was giving, I'll share that with you guys, is our USP within WBRX is that people can get a phenomenal medical grade CBD at a very competitive price. Are we at the very top? Absolutely not. You know, do your research. Go out there and look at what's on the internet, and you'll find that there are, you know, for example, 1,000 milligram tinctures that probably have very similar to exactly what's in our tincture in terms of the percentage of CBD per milligram and the fact that it's extracted the way that it is and that it provides the benefits that it does. It's almost probably exactly the same as what other companies are selling for over $200. Okay, we know this because we know the people that are actually doing the development and the extraction, and we understand what's in the product, right? And we know what's out there. And with that being said, we're not at the very bottom either, okay? Because our product has a business opportunity attached to it. Now, you know, sometimes if, you know, you're not so familiar with this industry, you know, this concept can be, you know, somewhat counterintuitive, right? I was having a great conversation with Mitchell on Saturday, and, you know, Mitchell was just talking about, you know, some of the things, personal changes, I won't get into all of it, that he's making within his career, and he was just talking about putting more specific energy and effort into developing his WBRX business, right, and leading in that space and having the unique opportunity of being in this place at this particular time to really move forward, and I do believe that sometimes when people get involved with us in the company and they kind of see some of the new additions that we have in terms of the people in the network, and maybe they start to see some of the advances that we've made with some of our products, you know, and they'll see this as we bring these new products on. What ends up happening is people realize, okay, these guys really do have a means and a way of building a company. They're not trying, even, you know, listen, do we try to overstate where we're at? Look, we're not a company that has yet. I mean, we launched in October 19th of 2019, last year. And we're coming up on our first year anniversary. Do we have, you know, thousands of people in our network? No. You know, we've got a little over 700 brand partners, okay? But getting close to 800, but over 700 for sure, okay? And customers, we have a lot more than those, obviously, and we have to get a clear account of you know, who our active customers are, but considerably more than brand partners. And we have right now that make up the foundation, the staple of our company, now close to 80 medical doctors. Not, you know, these are not, you know, we're not talking about the physical therapists, and we're not talking about the doctors of chiropractic medicine. We're not talking about, I'm talking about MDs, right? So what does that mean? That means that people can look at that in one of two different perspectives. They can say, well, I've seen these other companies out there that have gone out and they've basically, you know, brought on thousands. Okay, that's those companies, and you have to take a look at that comp plan, and you have to see what the earning opportunity is, and more importantly, you have to judge what that culture is and determine if that's right fit for you. And by all means, Sean and I are free enterprise guys. We'll always be that. We're never going to try to talk people into getting involved in our business. We're going to make sure we present the information, we articulate it correctly, we define exactly a business plan that we believe would work for someone. But ultimately, we're going to let that person make the decision that's right for them. I had a great conversation with a pain management doc up in Fort Worth. We covered the Zoom information, and he said, "Hey, man, I want to get me on the phone while I'm on vacation this week. I just want to be able to get a clear picture and have, be undistracted. In fact, that's probably a better time to talk with me so I can make a decision as to where I want to start my business, because I'm currently selling a CBD to, you know, over 100 patients, and your turnkey marketing assets are ridiculous." And I just interestingly enough, on that Zoom call, I believe Dr. J.P. Messick was there and offered his perspective, since he's been involved and what the product has done for him and for his family. So realize, of course, this all comes on the heels. I mean, this is a prime example. Here is a pain management doc who's able to get probably as big or bigger than a 40% profit margin on what he delivers to his patients. And I don't know exactly what the price of that CBD. I think I have it right here in front of me. I think it's a Lithia. Okay, you know, just as an example, I try to be transparent. And right here, Lithia they offer a way for a doc as an affiliate to be able to buy product and sell it to their patients, okay, at a discount. And there's certain amounts that they have to buy. And this is not unusual for us. We were in the nutritional industry, right? We were selling, science-based nutritional supplementation. We were marketing that through physician practices very successfully, not because we were the only game in town, because it was what the doctors believed was the right fit for them. Now, what's the discerning difference between him purchasing these products, purchasing ours? Well, we offer a replicated website. We offer the opportunity to deliver a product directly to his patients. Should he desire for us to do that, they can do an auto ship, or they can purchase right off of his website. I don't know that they necessarily have that. Okay, there's nothing wrong. I mean, everyone. This is nothing against that company, by the way. There's just the differences. What is he excited about? Well, I think he's genuinely excited about not just the opportunity to generate revenue in addition, because he's selling to 100 patients without turnkey marketing assets, without his staff trained, without his practice being serviced. All those things that we offer, right? But I think the bigger thing was he recognized the opportunity to be able to spearhead the growth of a brand new space. And there's a lot of other, in the conversation, colleagues that he has up in the Fort Worth area that are also in the same, they're pain management docs, or people that he knows in Houston, in San Antonio. He was telling me people he knows in Austin there are also pain management docs that are, they all talk. Like they're colleagues just like we're colleagues, and they share some of that same information. So as we started getting into the detail, it was amazing to me how congruent he was with the idea of generating revenue from not just what he's doing in his practice, but as a result of an entire network. In other words, he could step back and he could see, when he looked at the content of our assets and he looked at the business model, he looked at the comp plan, it clicked for him. He recognized that there was a genuine opportunity, a scalable, duplicatable opportunity to start, leveraging these results and offering them to other people as well, and be able to spearhead that growth. So all that being said, there's other CBD products out there. It's not about the products, okay? It's not all about the products. It has a lot to do with the products. But the fact that we also have an equal value, a balanced program, where we have a business opportunity that's wrapped around those products for people to generate significant immediate income, but more importantly, that royalty, that residual income as a result of a culture, and evolving right in front of our eyes, right in the midst of, in 2020, we launched in October of 19, and we went through November and December, and then, we got into January, and then February, and then boom, here we are in the middle of a very, it's an unprecedented environment, and it's changed everybody's life, and it's affected everyone on this call. It's affected everyone that we know and they know. And these are the same winds are blowing on everybody. The same wind. The difference has to do with how we set our sail to determine whether we're going to end up on the rocks or we're going to end up in a designated point or destination of where we want to be. That's all it is. It's an internal strategy. And so we know for a fact there are other companies out there, guys, that are selling and marketing, you know, CBD products through our two physicians. That there's nothing new about this. You know, we've been doing it. I know the industry is relatively new, and we feel like we just have the experience and the knowledge to be able to cultivate culture and community that's going to be more adaptable and more receptive to the people that are great points of distribution. But the opportunity, here's the caveat to the whole thing. I know we've had some phenomenal new people that have come on, and they've recognized this too. In fact, we've got them on the call right now. See, they got involved in this company, in this business, not because they were medical doctors. No, because they were just, you know, they were people that were transitioning, maybe from a career, one career, and they'd been there for a while, and they'd said, hey, what is it that I need to be doing to advance my, you know, my agenda for my family? What business model do I want to adapt? What I believe is going to be realistic and real for me? What's my cost of doing business? What I believe is my forecasted return and my cost of doing business? And so we've got entrepreneurs on the phone right now that have gotten involved, you know, and they are, you know, talking with, I had a call on Saturday, or not Saturday, I think it was on Friday or late last week, gentleman up in Fort Worth, brand new brand partner in the business, national marketing director, and Matt Chambers. And Matt, you know, just got involved. I mean, he's never done this before, which is to his benefit. But he's got a bud that he basically went to college with, roommate in college, I think, and he happens to be in New Jersey. And he's been involved in, I think, primarily the retail space. He's done well, but he happens to also be looking for a career change. And so now we went through the information, gave him all of the, comp plan details. And so we'll see what happens. But here's the thing. If he makes a decision to pull the trigger and go, one of the things he mentioned to me, which was, I thought was pretty exciting, we're at this unique time. He said the same thing to me that Matt said. He said, hey, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to go all the way. Well, you know, we're in a unique environment, guys, a unique day and time where people are out there looking around to become upwardly mobile entrepreneurs in this high growth industry of CBD. They're looking for what we have. And the only difference is that some of us are making specific strategies and tactics to come together and cultivate our community and our culture and introduce this to our folks. Right. And so that's what makes it work. I would tell you that the information that because when I set the call up with Dr. Pratt, I just invited him to our Saturday 10 a.m. call, knowing that we'd have other folks in that call. And if we had other folks in that call, that they would realize if they're existing as a brand partner, that we'd dovetail the information for the new person, as I would do for them. It would not make any difference. But it was interesting to me was the way he responded to what, for example, Dr. Nesek had to offer. And I think it added a lot of value. And Dr. Nesek took a minute to go through the information, which is a different story, but we're all good. But my point is that was value-added information. And so it wasn't just coming from me. And he could see, I believe we had Mitch on the phone, and I believe we had Gail on the phone. So my point is this, that I think that there's something unique and dynamic. And if you look out and you say, well, what can we do to advance our cause? Well, my strong, recommendation, whether it's an 8:30 a.m. wake up call, that you're listening to us convey information, maybe repeat what you've heard before, but maybe in a slightly different way, you know, based upon the existing time, the stories, and as they evolve with new people getting involved in business, we get that. But given the nature of the information, we hope that this information helps you get a practical reality of how or what's involved in building the business. We use working examples. I like to make my working examples relevant to what's going on right now more so than I would with what took place, 10, 15 years ago. because I think it's more relevant to you and to what's going on in our particular space with CBD. Maybe sometimes you guys, you know, have some challenges with some of the components of our marketing strategy. Had a great conversation, going back to my conversation with Mitchell. He said, hey, Barry, I think that, you know, I've run, my inventory is running low, okay, and I think I'm going to be placing a new order. And in my new order, I think I'm going to put a bigger value on the samples. I said, and this is not a knock on Mitch. Mitchell just got off of a Zoom call with a brand new doctor that specifically said on the call, you know what I'm most excited about is the fact that I can buy samples to give my patients, and then they can determine what product they want to buy. And I said, hey, Mitchell, I mean, I know for a fact Mitchell's listened to me, you know, probably until he's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm hearing this again. And maybe he's listened to Sean. But we, you know, the I guess the foundation or the common denominator in our marketing strategy is to give away free samples. And I've looked, you know, I've gone back and I've looked to see who's buying the free samples. And it's amazing to me how that correlates, the samples correlate with the people that are actually building a new business. So when we talk to you guys about what we would do, if I was out there brand new, I would absolutely have a means and a way of giving people samples as effectively as I could, right? I mean, I would be very honest with them. I'd say, just as we've said to you many times, it's, you know, here's a free sample. If you'd like to have it and try it, the only thing I'd ask is in the event that you try it and you get the results that you're looking for, would you consider becoming a customer at minimum, or if not, maybe even, you know, looking at a way to offset your cost of buying the product? What is our unique selling proposition? Going back to the thing I mentioned with respect to the professional marketer, it's not our comparison of our product compared to other products. Okay, our unique selling proposition is that if you like the product and you get a great result from it, you can buy it retail or wholesale. Okay, you can buy it wholesale by just simply saying, I'm a preferred customer, and get a 15% discount. But it gets better than that. Because if I have a brand new preferred customer, and here's the key, guys, and that person gets involved, and they start using the product, and they get good results. I use my partner, Sean, as an example. I mean, Sean and the journey that we've had here, not just because the CBD has a lot, but it's a much bigger picture than just the CBD. And Sean's lost, you know, probably close to 50 pounds. I don't know exactly what the number is. He can tell you. He's living a completely different life. He's running. He's exercising. He's eating differently. He's monitoring himself. He's drinking water. Every time I see him, he's got this big thing of water. Well, that was not Sean when we got together, not because of me, because of choices he's made. I never take credit for anybody else's, good results, and I never take credit for their bad results, right? So Sean is doing his deal. But my point is this. There's a lot of other people around Sean that see this. If I have someone that's a preferred customer and they're getting great results, my proposition to them is, hey, all I would ask you to do is maybe talk to some people in your sphere of influence that see that you're getting a better night's sleep. Or they're aware of the fact that you're getting more focus and more concentration, and you're not having the anxiety, you're not having to take meds. Whatever the story is, if I say to them, hey, share that with four or five other people, and if they buy the product, I can show you how to offset your cost of buying the product, get yours at a bigger discount because of the money that you would generate. I can show you how to do that. Better yet, I can show you probably how many customers you'd have to get your product at a zeroed-out cost. Is that something that would be interesting to you? Well, the truth is, transparently, that is the unique selling proposition of WBRX. As a medical-grade CBD provider, through medical practices to their patients with free samples to those patients, if the structure is set up appropriately, with an entire turnkey marketing system and a way for people to get information throughout the week. They can jump on a call with the president of the company. They can jump on the call with myself. They can come to a whole library that we have on our YouTube channel, and I'm going to be bolstering that this week by putting some trainings on that. And listen, they can get the details of how to build and develop a business that would not only give them the opportunity to use all the CBD that they want at no cost, but, hey, maybe generate some extra revenue. That's the real fabric and the real nature of our business and how and who we are and how we operate. We're straightforward. We don't try to, throw something out there that's not there. It's, do we have, 10,000 people in a company that we just launched? Absolutely not. We're excited about the fact that we've got close to 800 brand partners. We're excited about the fact that we've got about 80 of them that are medical doctors, and we're genuinely excited about the fact that we can build on that platform and expand it and grow it because of new leadership that's getting involved in business today. I always tell people, hey, when you're getting involved in the business, here's the great news. Your position from a timing perspective to help us grow and build a company. And if we work with you, and let's just say that your company alone over the next 3 to 5 years does $30 to $40 million of business. Okay, I'm just saying as an example. Well, we, WVRX, has our business plan. Our business plan is to get up to $100 million in annual revenue as fast as we can. But the way, conscientiously, the way that we're going to build it is through leadership. It's leadership is nothing more and nothing less than influence. It's people that have developed the skills, and their hierarchy of skills, and it never changes. We're always continuing to build and develop. That never changes. But as we're evolving and we reach different levels of leadership, and different levels of leadership can occur with any individual, but sometimes our level of leadership is just based upon our title or our rank, and that's all it is. If that's all it is and you just let us go to work with your group, then you're not understanding what to do. You're not understanding that the calls and the Zoom calls and the community, and you maybe even having your own calls with your team. When you bring people together, it's amazing. It's a different experience than when you're just talking to people one-on-one. I think you should do both. So the relationship component of this business with people is the deal. It is the deal. And I think that sometimes if you've just been involved prior to the experience that you've had in network marketing, in a transactional business where you have a designated amount of time, you're going to work from 6 in the morning until 6 at night, and maybe try not to work at all on the weekends. It's if you're going to build a multi-million dollar company, that probably is not going to be the way it's going to happen. I was having a conversation with my wife, and it was just a conversation about different people and their approach, and sometimes people get involved in this type of business and they're not making enough money and they get discouraged. And sometimes people get involved in this business and maybe they start making more money than they've ever made in their life. Okay. Some total of it, whatever that happens to be. And it's interesting that the effect on either side of the paradigm can sometimes be challenging. Leadership is very big and very important when things aren't so good and when things are really good. And I can tell you, we've had experience on both sides of it. Right. I'll be very transparent with you guys. I mean, when we got into a position and we started generating millions of dollars of revenue, it's sometimes a little bit more difficult to put your foot on the gas and keep it there. But I will tell you that my experience has been, particularly personally and with all the people I've worked with, it's all about your standard. It's all about what you hope to accomplish. In the event that you believe that you are capable and potentially available to generate millions of dollars of revenue, it's a great conversation with my buddy Mitch. He said, Barry, I've decided to increase my standard. I'm not going to let myself get caught up in mediocrity. I've decided to raise the bar. And I said, in my opinion, you've taken the first step to a different life. Now, there's a lot of people, and it's insidious, it's around us. And let's say, for example, that you've never generated $1 million a year in revenue. Okay, maybe some of you have generated a lot more. I don't know. I have no idea. But let's just use an example, and I can use myself as an example. Let's say that you've never had that result or you've never had a result. Does it have to do with the money? It's a barometer. No. It has to do with, are you potentially capable of accomplishing that, and does it warrant your active effort to go accomplish that? And if you did go accomplish it, what would you do with it? Well, for me, it's very simple, right? I mean, there's a lot of people that I could genuinely help, not not make them, dependent, but help them and help them in positive ways where their life can completely be different and change. This is all I've done, guys, for the, just about the last 30 years. I haven't moved to the left or to the right. I've been in this lane. Now, in this lane, we've propagated and generated a significant amount of income for ourselves and our family, but the future offers a much bigger opportunity than anything that's occurred in the past. And if I were to allow myself to just stay stagnant in the standards that we've had because of what we've accomplished, we would have never started this journey. And for you guys, maybe your journey moving forward could be completely different if you try to reroute and differentiate the standard that you have moving forward comparative to what you've had in the past. Sometimes it's all about just flipping the switch and changing the self-talk and moving the needle in terms of what you believe you should expect to accomplish, then everything will change. I promise you. It's always the little things. It's never the big things. Believe me, I use the analogy of a golfer. The highest paid golfer in the world, okay, I can tell you comparative to other golfers, the difference of the highest paid golfer in the world and maybe someone that's not generating as much revenue is usually a difference of maybe two to three strokes every 18 holes. Over the course of a tournament, it sometimes is more than, it's less than two or three, sometimes it's just one stroke over a period of time that differentiates someone generating $10 million a year in revenue from someone generating $500,000. It's because they're just a little bit better. They've just increased their skill just a little bit. In our business, there are a certain set of skills. If you're just good enough and enough of those skills, then everything in your world from a financial perspective can become drastically different if you make the decision to do those things. And not everybody will. I'm not suggesting everyone on the phone should. It's a personal decision. But I promise you, if you're looking to grow and develop your business, do it with leaders. Do it with people that you can differentiate and you can pour into and offer them experiences and examples of how to accomplish a goal, and the whole thing changes, and it changes quickly. So with that, Sean, I'm going to turn the call to you, brother. I know that you just had a phenomenal weekend up in Dallas and spending time with the group, and I know you've got a lot of information with respect to that, and I just can't wait to hear what you have to offer, brother. So with that, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you so much for all that you do, and excited, guys, about the week coming up.
Hey, thanks, Barry. Great job, and good morning, everybody. Glad you guys were able to join the call. It's always a joy for Barry and I to have the opportunity to share and gather information and connect with you guys. So, yeah, as he mentioned, as Barry mentioned, I was able to go up to Dallas and spend some time with Ryan Rennick and some other leaders in the market, Jeff and Erica and Jen and Mike, and just a big, nice, growing little cadre of people up there, a couple of Kairos that are very interested in looking at coming into the business, some of the pain management end of things, and just very, very exciting things. And as Barry was talking, it was funny because it wasn't exactly what I was going to talk about today, but I'm calling an audible on myself because he mentioned my running and my weight loss, and I appreciate the encouragement and I appreciate the accolades, and I have lost almost 50 pounds as of this morning. If I lose another 6 pounds between now and the end of September, then it'd be even 50 pounds down from 226 to 176, which the reason I'm calling the audible is because, to be completely transparent with you guys, that wasn't my goal. It wasn't my desire. But had I been more specific with myself about what my goals and my desires were, then I might not be looking up and realizing after the fact that I've lost 50 pounds, but I would have actually been sculpting my body and on a regimen of ways, to accomplish the things that I want. So, all that to say, one of the things that Barry and I talk about, and Barry does a great job of always edifying me, and I certainly try to do my best at edifying him. And once you guys really understand the value of edifying each other and not, talking about, not that we have this in our group because we don't, but there are other organizations, corporate America, churches, big families, small families, where the the gossip and the infighting and the backbiting is just atrocious. And we don't have that. We're very fortunate. But one of the things that we, the reasons that we don't have that is we make sure we're constantly edifying each other and looking at the positive. And it doesn't mean that, you know, Barry's a very direct and a very candid and honest person. It doesn't mean he doesn't speak truth. It doesn't mean that I won't speak truth with you, but we're going to do it in a way that's beneficial, that is inviting and is inspiring is always our goal. Not, you know, in a way that's condescending or would be off-putting in any way. So anyway, to come back to my weight situation is Barry's edified me in the past in front of rooms of people or has gone through my slide on my presentation. One of the things he talks about is that I built a 12 plus million dollar distributorship earning over seven figures. Well, that's a true story, but I want you guys to know it's a little bit, even today, an embarrassing story because the truth is I don't know exactly how much volume my organization did because as an independent business owner, I wasn't acting like or behaving like an independent business owner. That distributorship arguably could have done 15. It might have done somewhere around 18. It could have possibly even done somewhere around $20,000. I mean, $20 million. And you on the call, you may say to me, well, how do you not know? There's a big difference between 12, 15, 18, and $20 million. Well, my confession to you guys this morning is, and I say it in hopes that you learn from my mistakes and that you are better than I am. Guys, I had already earned hundreds of thousands of dollars and was 3 years deep into my distributorship journey before I even realized it was a real business. Before I had a conversation with my attorney about all this money that I was making and what do I do if something were to happen to me? Can my kids take it over? Is it a part of my estate? Well, you know, what do I do? You know, how do I reinvest the dollars that I'm earning into something that's going to throw off more dollars? Is it real estate or is it just 401k or stocks and bonds or an IRA or do I put it into my kids' college fund or a cafeteria plan? Like I had more money than I had ever had before and I was earning it in a way that was so different than I had earned it before that I knew my commission check at work to the penny. I knew my salary. I knew what they were going to take out in taxes. I knew what I was investing in my 401. But because I started today what people jokingly refer to as a side hustle, that, you know, I'd never even heard of that in 2002, but that's what, that was my mindset. It was, even though I didn't have the verbiage, it was a side hustle. But I treated it like a side hustle. I didn't treat it like a business. I didn't treat it like something that within 5 to 7 years was going to generate 12, 15, 18, $20 million. I didn't use QuickBooks. I didn't even have an Excel spreadsheet. I mean, I have my prospects written down on a legal pad and I would update my legal pad every day. And I know there's value in using a pen and paper and it ignites things in the mind. And they say it's good to write and to journal and to have a to-do list that's a physical paper copy. And that's all fine. But not when it's your end-all, be-all. I wasn't monitoring the growth of my business. I wasn't tracking the revenue. I wasn't tracking what expenses and ROI. When I would sample somebody, was I even following up on the sample? Was it converting to a sale? Was that sale converting to a distributorship? Or did they at least want the opportunity to use a product that they liked and potentially get it at a discount or get it for free? I wasn't tracking those metrics for the first year or two or maybe three of my independent, you know, distributorship. I was just kind of making money in my side hustle. And so all of that to say what Barry said this morning that got me thinking about it, when I started this weight loss journey, which I hesitate to even call it that, the truth is, guys, I was a Zantac taker for 20 years. I would take one in the morning at least, often one in the afternoon or evening, depending on what I had put into my body that wasn't agreeing with me. So when I got involved in this journey, I was really just trying to eradicate or at least resolve my acid reflux. The byproduct has been a significant amount of weight loss. Well, I started running because someone challenged me to run the Army 10 miler in October. I didn't decide to run because I wanted to run. I didn't decide to run to get in shape. I decided to run because they challenged me to do something that I believe in. It goes to a good cause, veteran suicide. It's a great charity and it's a great offering. So I agreed to do it again, somewhat reluctantly. The pattern here being I reluctantly started a distributorship. I didn't take it seriously. And by God's good grace and favor, it exploded right in front of my eyes. And I was the recipient of significant income and life-changing revenue and life-changing experiences. Well, the same applied. I was just looking to get rid of my reflux. Now I'm 50 pounds lighter. I'm able to run 5 to 7 miles at a, you know, a decent pace without stopping. I'm training for 10. You know, that's just right around the corner. Well, if I would take more time, and this is the part that I'm trying to encourage you guys to do in the message today. If I would have just said, okay, if I'm going to do this anyway, if I'm going to try to get, you know, eat better and get my reflux under control and maybe start running, then my plan should probably look like this. Now, am I saying I want six-pack abs or that I have to, you know, 10X every area of my life, as Grant Cardone would say? Not necessarily. I didn't have six-pack abs when I played high school football. I didn't have six-pack abs when I was running every day in the Army. I don't have six-pack abs today. Maybe that's just not on my bucket list. It's just not a part of my journey. But I do need to do more resistance training. I do need to be more conscious of what's fueling my body as I'm exerting more energy than I have in decades. And so there's just thought processes that really need to go into that journey. And the metaphor or the parallel is the exact same. If you're going to build a distributorship, then build a distributorship. Focus on your sampling. Focus on your three-way calls. Focus on converting those three-way calls to face-to-face meetings, engaging people in the compensation plan, getting them to make a decision in or out and at what level, and then, you know, wash, rinse, and repeat, as they say. That's what I did when I was humming, when I was grooving, when I realized that I was building an independent distributorship. Things blew up for me. When I treated it like a side hustle, I still made money. I still had good benefits with the product. I still had other people having good benefits with the product. But I was oftentimes stepping over dollars to pick up nickels, and I didn't realize it until 2 or 3 years into the journey. Now, it could be said, you know, well, why didn't Barry tell you? Believe you me, Barry tried and tried and tried to tell me how big this thing could be, and not to look at a person as a person, but a representation of an entirely new line, a new market. I met a guy one time, some of you guys know this, but I met a guy, I was invited to play golf as a very last minute ditch effort fourth in a foursome. And through that, I won't tell the whole story, but through that literally divine appointment or fluke luck, whatever you want to call it, I call it divine appointment, but I met a guy named Jorge Garcia. Jorge wanted to launch our company at the time into Mexico. Well, that guy represented an entire, not only an entire line, but an entire country of millions and millions of dollars that I met playing golf. Well, it was through occurrences like that that Barry's words would finally resonate. You know, there's an old proverb that Barry loves to use, and it's so, so true. It says something to the effect of the teacher arrives when the student is ready. Well, I just wasn't ready. You know, Barry was always there. He was always guiding and teaching and coaching and mentoring, but I didn't have the ears to hear him at the time. I had to hear it. I had to see it. He had to water and cultivate soil in me. And then finally one day I was like, wait a minute, this is bigger. I'm spending, you know, not that you can look at a ratio of like, ROI, you know, what you're worth per hour, but you should have an idea. If you make, you know, just simple math, say you make $4,000 a week and you're working a 40-hour week, right? Then you make about $100 an hour, let's just call it, or whatever the math is, right? If you're working 80 hours a week, well, that cuts your income per hour in half. So the more efficient and the more you can produce, the more you can do in the smaller or lesser amount of time, the more your income per hour goes up, right? And that's a very rough spitball metaphor. This business cannot be evaluated that way. But you can look at, okay, I was on the call for 30 minutes. If I had only been on a call for 15 minutes, I could have made two calls. Because there is a parallel there that says if I made two every 30 minutes versus one every 30 minutes and I'm sampling that many more people, I'm getting that many more people on a Zoom call, then you're going to have that much more increased chance for a higher percentage in your average, your batting average, if you will. So those are just some of the things that I am sharing with you today as some of you are a month into your journey. Some of you are a year into your journey. And I hope that in sharing some of those things with you, that you will be able to collapse your time frame and hear some of the stories with different ears than I was able to when I was 25, 26, 27 years old. It just wasn't registering for me. And I can't honestly tell you that there was any one thing. I wish I could say, you know, it was on this day and Barry said this thing and I made this check and boom, I woke up and I quit treating it like a side hustle. I started treating it like $100 million multinational business. I don't know what the one thing was. I can tell you it was Barry's patience, his mentorship, his kindness, and not just Barry. There were other great leaders. I don't just Barry you guys to death. But it was a collaboration of Barry's leadership as an owner and other distributors that would sow into me and share with me that one day the switch just flipped for me. And I realized it wasn't some side hustle thing that I was going to make an extra $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 this year. This was a huge opportunity, and I was knocking down $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month. And a lot of it happened with me having one eye on the ball or blinders on. Like I said, I'm just sharing all these things at a deep core level because I want you to have that awakening. Those of you that are going to, because I also know, guys, some of you, and not you on the call necessarily, but some of the people that get exposed or brought into this business, they're not going to have that awakening. It's always just going to be a side hustle. It's going to be some thing they evaluated and got involved. And, you know, I don't really know what I did, why that didn't work out for me. And that's just going to be their story. It doesn't have to be their story, and it certainly doesn't have to be your story, and it absolutely was not my story. I got involved. I made a little money on this side hustle. I backed up, kind of like what Barry's talking about with Mitchell. I see it happening with Ryan as well. You back up one day, and you go, okay, wait a minute. I did X, and I got Y. What if I did more of this and got more of that? And it just starts to resonate in you, and you realize what, you know, and I tell you one advantage Mitchell has is he's seen a company go from, I don't know how big, but not $1 billion to a $1 billion company. He's seen it happen before his own eyes, and he sees many of those same things. He shared this with me before, that he sees many of the same attributes in this company of that he's seen in another $1 billion growth company. And that excites me. That feeds me. It motivates me. It inspires me because I know it to be true. When I made my first $10,000 check, it opened my eyes to 10 could be 20. Now, the truth is, unfortunately, I didn't go from 10 to 20 in my mind. I thought, well, if I made 10, I wonder if I could make 10 again. I didn't up the ante. I just wanted to see if I could duplicate what I had already done. So when I did, I made 10, then I made 11. I was like, okay. Then I made 11, then I made 12. Then finally, I don't know what switch flipped in me, but I thought, well, could 20 be 30? And could 30 be 60? Now, I never made a single $60,000 check, but in my mind, switching my mind from going, can I go from 10 to 20 and 20 to 40 and 40 to 60, I never made it to 60, but I did make $48,000 because I allowed myself to realize it could happen. I allowed myself to dream bigger, to focus better, to harness the energy, to duplicate the things that were working and begin omitting the things that were not working. Because I was doing a lot of things that wasn't working too. So I had to kind of separate the wheat from the chaff, as they say, and start focusing my energy on sampling, three-way calls, Zoom calls, face-to-face meetings, presenting the compensation plan, and gathering or collecting decisions. I'll say it again because that's the whole model. Meeting new people, getting samples in people's hands, converting samples to customers and exposures to the business opportunity through Zoom calls, face-to-face meetings, presenting the compensation plan, and collecting their decision in or out, and repeat. Meet new people, sample customers, expose them to the opportunity, present the compensation plan, collect decision. That is literally all I did. And as I began to churn that and see the results of my effort, I started to realize what a huge business it could be. And as I duplicated my efforts into other people, they were out earning me, they were out performing, they were out producing, and I was the beneficiary of not only my effort and my having trained and sewed into them, I was now the beneficiary of their efforts too. And that's when the checks just got bigger than anything. And it's not only about the check, guys. I know we talk about money and the check a lot. It's what the check represented. Michael Keating, an old friend, a friend of mine still today, but a friend of mine here in the Woodlands, he was a trainer at the Woodlands Country Club. And when he first got involved in the business. This was back before he broke his neck, but he was a trainer at the Woodlands Country Club. He got involved in the business, and I thought, well, it'd be cool if Michael, you know, sells some product at the club. Well, Michael went out and actually became a distributor that generated over $2.1 million in revenue. And he and his wife, I'll never forget the day, they moved from their three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage, very nice, well-kept, beautiful home. They upgraded into their dream home as a result of the money that they made and saved and reinvested in their business, their distributorship. They upgraded to a five-bedroom house, doubled the square footage, beautiful, got a beautiful pool and a little water garden in the backyard. And I remember the feeling of what that money represented to them. It represented a home. It represented their dream home. It wasn't just a check. And those are the kind of stories that the checks represent. And I have countless stories, guys, and we're going to continue to have countless stories. There are going to be some of you guys that are going to need some sort of surgery someday, and you're going to be able to pay for it with your distributorship money, or you're going to want a vacation home, or you're going to want to pay off your parents' home, or you're going to want to travel the world, or you're going to want to put, you know, kids through college, just like Barry and I are doing it, you know, at present. I know Michael Vandiver just sent one of his babies off to college, you know. So all these checks, you know, we talk about checks. It's not the money. It's what the money represents. And it's the journey in which we get to walk together to have some of those dreams, you know, those financial dreams and those personal dreams, you know, come true right in front of our own little community. So I've said a lot to say this, guys. This is the biggest business that you'll ever build. I know I'm saying it, and I know some of you are hearing it. Some of you will hear it someday, and some of you will never hear it. But it doesn't change the truth that if you go out and build this thing over the next 3 to 5 years, you know, Barry and I aspire, and I say it very boldly, we aspire to be a billion-dollar company. Well, the only way we become a billion-dollar company is to have a lot of people within the organization building million, 5 million, 10 million, and 100 million-dollar lines within their own, you know, personal independent distributorship. The collective efforts of all of you guys on the phone is the face of what our total company, you know, will be in the future. And so with that, I'm excited to be on a billion-dollar journey with you guys. I hope you can feel that. I hope you can receive that. It wouldn't even bother me if you guys were able to start saying that. I may even have some T-shirts made that just say WBRX, future billion-dollar company. You know, I mean, I just believe that's where we're going, and I say it and I speak it in faith. So with that, Barry, great job as always. I'll kick it back over to you for any closing thoughts, guys. I'm going to be in town this week. I was in Dallas last week and look forward to going back. Actually, Ryan's got a bunch of great stuff going on up there with a good group, so I can't wait to go back. But in the interim, I'll be here in Houston all week. If you need anything, you know, I'm prepared to do face-to-face meetings. We can social distance and we can mask and all that, but I'm happy to be, you know, from Clear Lake to Katy and everywhere in between. Just please let me know, you know, how I can support your efforts. So with that, Barry, I'll kick it back to you, buddy. Thank you.
Excellent job. Great job on the call, as always. Guys, we're going to move through our week. We got Tuesday and Thursday on our Zoom call scheduled at 3 o'clock. And we've really, you know, we really have encouraged you guys to take a leadership role and be involved in presenting that. And as you would feel led to do so, let us know. We'd love to have you a part of that. We also are going to be inviting some of our new folks to participate in that designated time to bring their prospects so that they can, you know, they can manage the prospects that they have in a more time-efficient way. And as Sean said, you know, we're certainly, outside of our calendar of events, we're certainly available, you know, this call, our Tuesday, Thursday, various individual prospect meetings and Zoom calls, and, of course, our scheduled call on Saturday. So thank you guys for taking the time to be on the call. We love you. We know that there's a lot of things that you've got going on in life, and you've chosen to you know, spend this quality time with us, and we know it's valuable. So we don't undermine or underestimate that whatsoever. We want to place as much value on your time as possible, and thank you for dedicating an hour with us this morning, and we look forward to anything that we can do, guys, moving forward to help you build and develop a successful business. So with that said, God bless. Have a phenomenal week, and we'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.